Yes, we had opportunity as a staff to take some time off and regroup. More importantly, it was a good time off for our football team, our players, and you know, hopefully we'll be healthy and ready to go with everybody tomorrow. Well, we feel very good about the three victories, and it's definitely a challenge for your football team, and especially physically. You know, we've had some players hurt. You know, we lost obviously Aaron Catman and Al Harris for the season. So we knew this three-game stretch was going to be very challenging physically. And now with the time off, we feel like we have a chance to regroup and take a run to these last final games. So we really like where we are as a football team. Chad is—he was in there today for treatment. Had some testing done. Pat McKenzie will probably make a determination on him in the morning. He may miss some practice time this week. I have confidence in Mason Crosby. You know, obviously you want him to make every kick. I think we've been very aggressive with our approaches as far as, you know, taking chances outside the 50-yard line and so forth. To answer your question, I'm not concerned about that. I thought as a whole in the game against Detroit, our special teams needs to play a little more confidence. You know, we had the opening kickoff that we fumbled, and I felt that from that point on we were playing a little cautious, and we just need to clean up some fundamentals and play with the confidence that we were playing with against Dallas and in San Francisco. So I kind of saw that as a common thread through our special teams in the Detroit game, we'll definitely get that done this week in practice. No, it did not. You know, you plan both sides of that play call, whether you go for it, you know, fourth and four or less is something that I felt very confident going into the game as far as from a game plan standpoint. Got the defense that we anticipated in that particular situation. So I just felt that we were moving the ball very, very productively, especially I think it was the first seven series of the game. We were moving the ball up and down. I just didn't feel we were producing enough points, and I wanted to keep it going. So that had nothing to do with Mason's kick earlier in the game. Our defense played well. You know, the first three quarters, I thought our defense played at an extremely high level, and it's really something we've done the last 3 weeks. You know, we feel very, very good about where we've started the game with the defense, the productivity that we've been able to hold the opponent offense down in the first three quarters of the game, and then we gave up some productivity to Detroit's offense in the fourth quarter, so that'll be an emphasis for our players this week. But overall, I thought the performance was very good from a productivity standpoint, and obviously with the takeaways was a huge part of our success against Detroit. No, we really didn't scale back. I mean, the volume may have been a little less going into the game, but the way Dom called the game, I would say, and I'm sure you observed that, we took an aggressive approach to the football game. I thought the way we stopped the run is always the key, and try to make the offense one-dimensional. I thought the way the reps worked out with you know, Brad and Jeremy Thompson and Brady also having an ability to play some, I thought that really helped us. So I like the mix we had there at the outside linebacker position. Tomorrow we'll work normal down and distance on the Baltimore Ravens, and we'll also correct the Detroit game. And in our practice, we'll reflect that. We'll work on Baltimore, normal down and distance, and then we've got a big block of time. We want to work on the fundamentals. It'll be a padded practice. It'll be a fast, aggressive pace, and we want to get right back into it. I think Chad is really my only concern. I think Jordy Nelson is going to be okay. Alan Barber, Amon Green, and Brandon Underwood all worked out, so I think they definitely have a chance. These decisions will be made tomorrow, but those are the five guys that they only have a chance to possibly miss practice. Well, probably half day Friday, so about two and a half days off. As a full staff today, start this morning.
And the players, it's one of the injured players that are here today, or are they? Or is that
That's correct. We're back tomorrow morning in the weight room by 7.
Did you watch the game last night at all?
Well, I watched it last night. I watched it into the fourth quarter, and then I was actually watching Pittsburgh's offense versus Baltimore's defense before I came in here today. Well, it's always interesting to watch teams in the same division. It's something that you have to put a lot of credence in as far as game planning, because you know both those teams know each other very well. They played each other 3 times last year, and this was obviously a big game in their division last night. So there's definitely a lot you can take away from the game. It's building confidence with our defensive ranking right now. That you know, it's something that we wanted to generate more productivity for more players. That I think the scheme is doing that. We're doing a very good job of stopping the run, and that'll be you know a major focus as we go into this next game. I think Baltimore's run game, particularly their 3 running backs, will be an excellent challenge for us. But statistics are a barometer. You know, it kind of gives you something to look at, both from a positive standpoint and a negative standpoint. We still need to keep focused on doing the little things, and that's the way we approach it. I mean, being number one at week 12, 13, 14 really doesn't give you any merit. I mean, it's you want to be number one at the end of the season, but I think our defense definitely is on the right pace to be the championship defense that we anticipate we'd have here. Yes, I thought Brad did a nice job. Thought he played well, but I also like the fact that you know Brady and Jeremy, you know, were able to get you know 10, 15 reps in there. Also, I like the mix we had there at the outside linebacker position because obviously that's a big void with Aaron when Aaron came in up. I'm sorry, I talked about what twice?
Confidence.
Yes. Confidence is the key, in my opinion, to winning in the National Football League. You know, you're always trying to build confidence, whether you're going from spring practice into training camp, from training camp into preseason games into regular season games. You can't buy real confidence. We talk a lot about as a football team the difference between false confidence and real confidence. So, confidence is a big part of being successful. And it filters all the way through, all the way through. You're running the football, stopping the run, you know, big play opportunities. It's what you're trying to build, and it's to me, it's a major contributing factor in being successful in the NFL. We feel healthy, and we feel we're confident. I mean, we're very, very realistic. There's a lot of positives about our football team, and that's a challenge that we need to make sure shows up every week when we play, that we reflect the football team that we've been up to this point from a positive standpoint, and we got to keep working on the negatives and make sure we improve on those. And our margin of error needs to be a lot less than it's been in the first 11 games because it's December football now. This is the most important football that we'll play all season. Well, running the football and stopping the run, practicing outside, you know, definitely helps. So that was for you, Tom. But, you know, this is Green Bay Packer football. It's playing in December. We feel we're talented on the perimeter, but it starts up front. And this is the time of year when people have to run the football and stop the run and be productive with all the, you know, aspects of the game that come off of stopping a run and running the football. So, I mean, that'll be our focus. The coverage units are something that have played at a very high level, and it's the one or two that break out a game, and that's obviously shows up in the statistics. You know, if you look at the last three games, and that's kind of where I think your team, it gives you a truer sense of where you are. You know, I thought the Dallas game we played extremely well. I thought San Francisco we played very well, except for the one that came out. And then we did some things in the Detroit game that you cannot do. And we'll correct that, but we have the people here to do it. I'm very, very confident in our scheme and how we approach it. And our special teams will be a big factor going down the stretch here. It's really like I've already said. There's some positive things that we've done as a football team. We have to make sure that we continue to work at those and make sure they show up in the games. I mean, our turnover ratio is something we spend a lot of time in. You know, taking care of the football and taking it away, that has to be something that we win week in and week out. Stopping a run, running the football, you know, covering the football. Those are the things that we need to focus on because to me those are big factors in being successful. So. We'll continue to work at those. We have an extra day of practice this week, and we're going to spend that on the fundamentals of our play.
Has Mark Thompson been more of a steady influence than you might have anticipated?
I think Mark's been steady. I think Mark's been consistent. He's, you know, I think he's hopefully ready to go a full game now. I thought we've been smart with him as far as his reps. I think the number one positive for our offensive line is the fact that we've had the same five guys line up 2 weeks in a row. And then that's something that we've been challenged to have earlier parts in the season. So if we can get those five to practice together and play together week in and week out, I think that'll definitely give us the continuity, confidence, and the production that we've had here of late. I mean, we've been very productive moving the football on offense. It starts up front, but, you know, frankly, they need to practice together and play together. And I think that's been a big part of our success. I think Mark definitely brings confidence. He brings experience. His personality, he's a very steady, consistent person. He doesn't swing high, doesn't swing low, and you cannot have enough, you know, those type of people in your program. We feel we approach the game of football that way as a coaching staff and as a locker room, and I think Mark definitely fits right in line with that. I think it's a combination of both because of the body types that that are here in Green Bay. And really the fact of the matter is we're playing so much sub. I mean, we're not playing a lot of base defense right now. That's really the way the offenses have approached our defense. So, you know, with that, it's, you know, it's kind of taking care of itself. I think Charles is having clearly his best year as a Green Bay Packer. And I don't know if there's anybody playing any better than him in the National Football League from a defensive perspective. He's been extremely productive, very, very flexible as far as the different positions that he's playing and things we're able to do with him schematically. And, you know, his toughness, his anticipation, he's playing at a very high level. You know, he's always watched a lot of film. He's definitely one of the smarter players that I've been around from the defensive side of the ball, from the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, I think his relationship with Joe Witt and Dom Capers, and he's being utilized from different angles, you know, different positions more. So we're creating more opportunities for him to be around the ball. I really don't have a concern for either one of them, and frankly, just because of, you know, Clay didn't start right away. I mean, it isn't like he has 11 full games under his belt. You know, he had to break there in the beginning with his injury situation, and the same with BJ. So I'm not concerned by the number of snaps that they've played. I mean, that's something that we track every week and we talk about as a staff. Talked a lot about as a staff with the three games in 12 days. You know, but I just think with our rookies and our whole football team to have a second bye week before the five games is definitely something we feel is an advantage for us.